Now it's time here on BBC Radio 3 for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Hello. The sound of iconic trumpet maestro Miles Davis, accompanied on that track by our special guest, guitarist Mike Stern. Also in this week's show, previously unbroadcast concert music from Scottish saxophonist Bobby Wellens, whose masterful playing and verve peaks at some of his classic work in the 60s with British pianist and composer Stan Tracy. He was recorded by Jazz Lineup at this year's first ever South Coast Jazz Festival at the Rope Tackle Centre in West Sussex. Bobby Wellens and his quintet, and more from that set later on the programme. First up, let's wish America a happy Independence Day with a new release from a US artist whose music and production skills span a broad range of styles and musicians, including soul maestro Luther Vandross, R&B sax icons David Sanborn and Grover Washington Jr., jazz legends Wayne Shorter and Miles Davis, and many more. The man I'm speaking of is bass virtuoso and producer Marcus Miller. Now, Miller was recently made UNESCO Artist for Peace and the spokesperson for the organization's Slave Root Project. This inspired a musical project that took him around the world to record. Morocco, Paris, Rio de Janeiro, New Orleans, and Los Angeles are included in the many destinations he used to follow the footprints of African slaves in a project called Afrodisia. This is the Senegalese and Nigerian-influenced High Life.
Thank you.
Bass virtuoso Marcus Miller and Highlife from his new album Aphrodisia, which incidentally is his debut release on the Blue Note record label. He's also featured in this year's upcoming North Sea Jazz Festival, which celebrates 40 years as one of the best festivals on the planet. Next up, Kevin Legendre speaks to American guitar giant Mike Stern, who exploded onto the jazz scene as part of trumpeter Miles Davis's big comeback in 1980. That particular group included Bill Evans on saxophone, Al Foster on the drums, Miles on trumpet, and Marcus Miller, who we just heard on the previous track, playing the bass. Stern also toured with the fretless electric bass pioneer Jaco Pastorius, the celebrated bassist with jazz rock supergroup Weather Report. Over the last 30 years, Stern's own career has flourished with an impressive catalogue of albums as a leader. His musical identity showcases a fluid technique with flowing lines and an energy akin to the greatest rock guitar heroes. On his latest album, he teams up with blues rock guitarist Eric Johnson, and he also speaks to Kevin Legendre about this and other major collaborations and his kinship with the open-minded musicians he's worked with. Let's listen to Mike Stern with Marcus Miller, Al Foster, Bill Evans, and Miles Davis from the now classic live album We Want Miles. This is Fast Track.
Here I am with Mike Stern backstage at Ronnie Scott's. You're just about to go on and play. Let me just ask you about performing and about touring. Is it the thing that you enjoy the most? Because I know that you're a very prolific studio musician. How do you feel when you get up on stage?
Well, I mean, I've basically more than studio stuff, I've done, you know, some stuff, you know, recording with other people, but I'm really kind of put a lot of energy into just touring with my own music since I was able to do it, you know, and because it's not so, I got a lot of luck in being able to do it, mainly probably playing with Miles Davis and then Jaco, and then one thing leads to another. So it's kind of a lucky kind of situation to be able to be in a situation to tour and play my own music in a lot of different places. So it's really cool. And so that's what I've been kind of concentrating on more than anything. And been on the road for years now with my, pretty much with my own band or different collection of different people. It's never the same guys, you know. But certain people know my music, so I call them if they're available, you know.
And right on cue, very spontaneously, Randy Brecker's just walked into the dressing room, exactly. Which is a great moment, and you've had a long association with him.
Randy's amazing, man. He's like one of the baddest composers, of course, trumpet players that is out there for years. I mean, he's really a brilliant brilliant musician, so it's fun as hell to play with him when I get him to play my stuff. And he's got a great sense of humor. He's fun to tour with. And of course, I played with the Brecker Brothers with a lot of his music. And sometimes I play with his bands, you know, stuff that he puts together. And he asked me to play sometimes. So it's been a long time kind of collaboration.
So you mentioned Miles. What do you remember about that time? And what do you think you learned the most from working with Mr. Davis?
Those years are really hard to remember, brother. No, I'll never forget a lot of that, obviously, no matter what kind of shape I was in at the time. But it was really great. He was kind of in the same shape, so we got along great. But it was an amazing experience to work with him. I mean, he's just like, first of all, coming from the same place in that he was so open-minded with music. I mean, everything. He'd be listening, when I went over to his place, he'd be listening to the radio, basically. And it'd be like rock or R&B or something. And then he'd listen to some jazz, you know, be talking about Charlie Parker in the afternoon, you know. Or he'd talk with equal excitement about Jimi Hendrix, first time he ever heard Hendrix, you know. It was just like whatever got his heart. He had the same manager as Willie Nelson, his cat Mark Rothbaum, and they were friends. Willie came to gigs, and sometimes Miles would go to Willie's gigs. I mean, he just was wide open to different stuff. He knew how to appreciate all kinds of different kinds of music, and so it was in his writing and his concepts to include a lot of different styles, and I kind of like to do that. I certainly got a lot of that inspiration from him, as a lot of people did, you know. And just that he played from the heart every night. That was his first and foremost. He missed some notes, technically. It was sometimes a little raw, which was beautiful. But his heart, the vibe, the attitude would get out there. And that's the thing that I remember the most about that gig.
So the open-mindedness that you mentioned there is so important, because as much as you're defined as a quote-unquote jazz musician, you obviously really love rock and roll and blues as well. Those are important.
Blues is the thing that ties it all together for me, because there's so much blues in jazz, obviously, and there's so much blues in rock, and there's so much blues in blues. So it kind of ties it all together, I think. I mean, every time Miles played, it seemed to me like there was a lot of blues in his playing, no matter what period that you heard him play, you know what I mean? If it could be the outest stuff in the world in some ways, but he'd always kind of anchor it with some blues. It was always in his style. So I'm a big fan of that, of course.
Tell me about this latest record, which is very interesting, a collaboration with Eric Johnson, a rock guitarist, for want of a better term, who I think a lot of people in jazz probably don't know who he is.
He's a phenomenal guitar player, and more coming from rock and blues. He had a huge hit called Cliffs of Dover that probably everybody heard, even if they weren't aware of it. You know, it was such a big hit in the early 90s, I think it was, and made a lot of cool records since. And Eric usually likes to really get inside, maybe sometimes do his whole, it's more like a pop production on other records. He likes to really finesse all his stuff, fix it, or redo the entire solo, and just do it in a different way, you know, than a jazz kind of way of doing things. And I said, man, let's just go for it live and see what you come up with. And I had to kind of convince him halfway through. I do a little bit mixing, like at some point he heard something mixed not so great, so he said, oh, my timing wasn't so good. And I said, no, it's fine, man, turn up the cymbal. And that's kind of what he had been playing off of, and he didn't really hear it in the mix. And all of a sudden he liked the solo, and it was Smoking. It was on this tune, Remember, that was the second tune on the record. And it's one of my tunes that I did with a saxophone player, but he played the hell out of it, Eric. So on this tune, it's just a blues, and we had a ball doing it. And this was Benny Mann's blues. Was actually his kind of homage to Benny Goodman, who he really liked. And that's, Charlie Christian came from that.
Mike Stern and Benny Man's Blues from his collaborative album with fellow guitarist Eric Johnson called Eclectic. And my thanks to Kevin Legendre for that interview. And Mike Stern is on tour in Europe at the moment. Tonight he's playing in Poland, then he goes to Denmark, Sweden, France, Italy, Portugal and Hungary over the following days. For more information on the details of his tour, check out the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online and digital radio. And I'm pleased to announce that Jazz Lineup will be at this year's Edinburgh Fringe Festival on August the 15th. We'll be broadcasting live on that day from the BBC Village in Potteroe, presented by Claire Martin. The programme will feature vocalist Alison Affleck, winner of the Best Jazz Vocalist at the Scottish Jazz Awards, and she'll be performing a tribute to iconic vocalist Billie Holiday. And just announced a very special appearance from pianist Darius Brubeck. And if you recognize the name, well, he is, in fact, the son of legendary pianist Dave Brubeck. For full details and information on the event, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. Now for our concert set, we return to a performance broadcast a few months ago from Scots tenor legend Bobby Wellens, recorded at the first ever South Coast Jazz Festival. The festival was made even more poignant as the master saxophonist celebrated his 79th birthday at the time of this recording. Wellens is a sensitive, melodic and tasteful player who ranks in the highest echelons of UK jazz. He was born in Glasgow, where he fell in love with the saxophone and learned music theory from his father. He would later join the RAF as a musician, then pay his dues on the Scottish music scene before moving to London to do exactly the same. It was the 1950s and he was playing with other newcomers like trumpeter Kenny Wheeler and in drummer Tony Crombie's band, where he met pianist Stan Tracy. Wellens would go on to make British music history as the tenor saxophone voice in Tracy's classic musical rendition of Dylan Thomas's Under Milkwood, recorded in 1965. Wellens has continued to develop his career, leading his own bands, collaborating with many artists, and encouraging younger talent through the years. And in 2015, continues to be relevant and an inspiration to generations of students and listeners. This concert set features his quintet and was recorded at the South Coast Jazz Festival, and being by the sea resonated strongly with the saxophonist, as he's a resident of Bognor Regis, a coastal town, and drawn to the sea. Here's what he had to say.
I'm very fond of the sea. My mother's side were fishermen originally, and I think there's a bit of that there, where my granddad was a fisherman, and he ended up a sort of bookie, but he was a fisherman as a young man. My mother's from Montrose in the northeast coast of Scotland, Angus County, really. So, yes, I think the sea's in the blood. In the blood.
Bobby Wellens. Well, let's get straight to the music. Recorded at the Rope Tackle Centre, Shoreham-by-Sea, on the 24th of January, the quintet features Jeff Simpkins on alto sax, Gareth Williams on the piano, Sam Burgess on double bass, Martin France on drums, and Bobby Wellens on the tenor saxophone. The band opened this short set with the Rodgers and Hart standard, It Never Entered My Mind.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Bobby Wellings Quintet and the Tartan Rainbow, recorded at the Rope Tackle Centre, Shoreham by Sea, on January the 24th as part of the South Coast Jazz Festival. Playing with him in the quintet were Jeff Simpkins on alto saxophone, Gareth Williams on piano, Sam Burgess on double bass, Martin France on the drums, and Bobby Wellings on tenor saxophone. Well, that's almost the end of the program. On next week's Jazz Lineup, another chance to hear a performance by the New Focus Quartet, co-led by saxophonist Konrad Wisniewski and pianist Ewan Stevenson, recorded at the Royal Lyceum Theatre in Edinburgh. And plenty more jazz on Radio 3 with Jeffrey Smith's Jazz tonight at midnight, and on Monday night at 11, Jez Nelson. This week, another chance to hear cult US trio The Bad Plus and their performance at the 2014 London Jazz Festival. Till next time, from me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.
Jazz Lineup was produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade, and you can get more information on the programme from its page on the BBC Radio 3 website. Jazz Lineup is back next Saturday at 6 o'clock.